Lesson 38. The Duke and the Cowboy. A Scotch nobleman, who was very fond of farming, had bought a cow from a gentleman who lived near him. The cow was to be sent home next morning. Early in the morning, as the Duke was taking a walk, he saw a boy trying in vain to drive the cow to his house. The cow was very unruly, and the poor boy could not manage her at all. The boy, not knowing the Duke, bawled out to him, "Hello, man! Come here and help me with this beast." The Duke walked slowly on, not seeming to notice the boy, who still kept calling for his help. At last, finding that he could not get on with the cow, he cried out in distress, "Come here, man, and help me, and I'll give you half of whatever I get." The Duke went and lent a helping hand. "And now," said the Duke, as they trudged along after the cow, "how much do you think you will get for the job?" "I don't know," said the boy, "but I'm sure of something, for the folk up at this big house are good to everybody." On coming to a lane near the house, the Duke slipped away from the boy and reached home by a different road. Calling a servant, he put a sovereign into his hand, saying, "Give that to the boy who brought the cow." He then returned to the end of the lane, where he had parted from the boy, so as to meet him on his way back. "Well, how much did you get?" asked the Duke. "A shilling," said the boy, "and there's half of it to you." "But surely you got more than a shilling?" said the Duke. "No," said the boy, "that is all I got, and I think it quite enough." "I do not," said the Duke. "There must be something wrong. And as I am a friend of the Duke, if you return, I think I'll see that you get more." They went back. The Duke rang the bell and ordered all the servants to be assembled. "Now," said the Duke to the boy, "point me out the person who gave you the shilling." "It was that man there," said he, pointing to the butler. The butler fell on his knees, confessed his fault, and begged to be forgiven. But the Duke ordered him to give the boy the sovereign and quit his service at once. "You have lost," said the Duke, "both your place and your character by your deceit. Learn for the future that honesty is the best policy." The boy now found out who it was that had helped him drive the cow, and the Duke was so pleased with the manliness and honesty of the boy that he sent him to school and paid for him out of his own pocket.